This bowl contains up to 4 sides per bowl. I don't know. Anyway. Okay, cool. I think. Yeah, that's good. Anyway. Oh, God. It's 5-something in the morning. And I don't know what I'm doing awake. Oh, yeah, I gotta go to work. But, I don't know what to say. Except I'm ticked that my hard drive is still, you know, gone and dead and everything, but, you know. Except I didn't lose as much as I thought I did, which is a good thing. But I lost a good bit of stuff. Like some of the books I had. Crap, that's just irreplaceable. Except I didn't lose the Rick D stuff I recorded in 2003 on XM. So that, you know, that's definitely a good thing. And some of the earlier 90s weekly top 40 stuff I had on XM. But, you know, like I said, I lost some of the books I had, some of the graphic audio stuff I had. And I'm actually working with the people to try to get them back. Except I don't know of any good backup solution. I should have used, like, that Mosey thingy. Because even if people get errors, you still would have been able to return them back to normal, I think. Oh, woe is me. Why didn't I back up? Oh, well. Time to rebuild everything from scratch. And some other stuff I lost, which I can hopefully get back. That Playback magazine stuff. I don't know why I'm mentioning this all to you guys, but my voice. And I think somebody's smoking outside, which makes it worse. Oh, it's not that bad, but ugh, pretty close. Anyway. Oh, yeah, some of the talking books I had. All the talking books I had, I lost. And the magazine, the Stereo Review magazines that I had, that I had recorded from cassette, that I hence threw away. I don't know why I did that, but I did, because hey, I thought, oh, well, I'll never lose them. But I did. On all the Down Gilead Lane stuff I had, I lost. Hopefully I can work with, you know, CBH and get them back and stuff. But at least I didn't lose all my music. Except for a 10-gig thing that one of my friends uploaded to me. I lost it. I'm like, yeah, you're going to have to upload it again because my hard drive failed on me. And I'm not paying $1,500 to have it forensically fixed. Not when it's not guaranteed anyway. Oh, well. Seagate hard drives blow. I've had a 120-gig hard drive for 5 years, and nothing's... No. Almost 8 years now, and nothing's happened to it. And I used it up just about as much as I had the terabyte and a half drive that I only had for 2 years. I wonder if there's a... I wonder if you can, like, sue or something for that. Because that's like beyond ridiculous. Sue for punitive damages, because some of that crap is literally irreplaceable. I cannot get it back. Oh well. And anybody know of any 1.5 terabyte cloud-based services, even if it's just for backup purposes? I know Mosey apparently is, but I don't really have the bandwidth means to upload 1.5 terabytes of data. Not that I have that much data anyway right now. I have zero. Oh, I don't have zero. I have about 500 gigs for my music and stuff, but here you go. And I'm not doing Amazon S3 because I'm not paying a cent a K. I'm not paying a terabyte in fees.
Yeah, so anybody know any answers to my quandaries and such?
Guess I'll be ordering cassettes again. Oh well.
What are you gonna do? Ain't no use crying over spilt milk. So I'm gonna go away now. Goodbye.
Maybe I'll be back with another Android demo today. And for those who don't like it, tough. Because honestly, it's usable.
It really is.